your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Moye. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moye, and we have got a great program for you tonight. But before we begin, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the sports world. Of course, definitely all bets are off in picking who's going to be the great player for the NFL this year. Season career is in jeopardy, of course, for Rodney Harrison with the Pats, put on injury reserve. We now see that Kevin Winslow, his season has already been jeopardized by being suspended because of some critical comments that he made. And some good news and some bad news. Michael Vick is going to plead guilty to state dog fighting charges. That will actually speed his case up. He will get early release, and he very well may be on the gridiron again next year. So I think that's kudos to what's going on in the background for Mike. I'm sure this punishment probably did not fit the man, but at the same time, he had to pay for what he did here. And the sad news is Reggie Bush has had surgery. The Saints are unsure of his return date, and that's going to be a loss to, of course, New Orleans and their actual fight to try to win the division this year. There's a big question out there whether or not, you know, that, you know, Brett Favre has actually been leaking stories to rival teams, and there's questions and questionnaires out there. I'm going to leave the benefit of doubt that obviously he would not do anything like that, and that this just very well maybe a story will blow over. But one of the things I have the biggest question about is you have Polamalu playing Sunday despite of a concussion. Now, if you look back on his history, Polamalu has probably had more concussions than anybody in the last almost 7 to 8 years he's been playing. Now, it's clear if you look at some of the cases dealing with concussions that early concussions only speak of early Alzheimer's. So I think really and truly we got to think a little bit more about playing somebody when they have a concussion. But it's clear that he did play in spite of a concussion, and boy, did he play. Did you see the Bengals get whipsawed on Sunday? What a charge. And, of course, we know that we have actually seen the Bengals' Keith Rivers being put on injury reserve because he broke his jaw when Hines Ward hit him and blocked him and caused it. That was quite an impact. But what about those Rays out there, the Tampa Rays? Look at that. Those Devil Rays going to the number one championship. I think, folks, that's telling us a lot. There's some good angel stories out there, and truly, this is a Cinderella story. Now, we've got a story for you tonight, too, and it comes from the Tampa Bay area as well. It's got its roots in Tampa Bay. So tonight, we're going to kind of feature our story on Tampa Bay and bring our guest in. His name is Tyrone Keith. Welcome to the show, Tyrone.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, Tyrone, I met you, of course, at the retirement party for Mr. Sapp. And I told you one day I wanted to have you on my show. As I followed the progress of your program, which is All Sports Community Services, I just knew it was a must that I should have you on here to talk about the wonderful things that you're doing in Tampa. But let me just toot your horn a little bit. Of course, you are a former NFL player. And you came from the Tampa Bay area, but, of course, you played on several other different teams. And then, of course, after finishing that illustrious career that you had, you actually ended up coming back to Tampa Bay and then getting involved in community organizations like, of course, your All Sports Community Services. Now, what drove you to decide that you wanted to open up this nonprofit organization?
Well, you know, I wanted to use some of the same concepts, and All Sports Community Service, just so you know, ASCS, is the acronym for Awakening the Social Champion in the Student. And what I mean by that is I had the pleasure of playing on three championship teams. In high school, actually, there was a book that was just written about our high school football team, and I just came back from the book signing. It was the Callaway Chargers, and we were on this team doing integration, and we came together as African Americans and Caucasians, and we won these 22 straight games. And our star player ended up dying at the end of the season, and his little brother just wrote a book. And, you know, so I had a chance to be on a championship team, so I had a chance to learn early what it takes to become a champion and what it takes not to become one. And then when I went to Mississippi State, a dream come true, because I was part of a mentoring program at Callaway High School. I had a chance to go to Mississippi State, and we were on one of the great teams of all time there, too. We beat Alabama, and they came to Mississippi State, and they were 22-0.
All right now.
we beat the number one team in the nation, and so we are linked by that championship effort. And then in 1985, I just had a dream come true. You know, everybody remembers that Bears team. Everybody remembers that confidence that we had going into 5 weeks into before we even reached the Super Bowl by releasing the Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget the Super Bowl shuffle?
And we shuffled all the way down in New Orleans.
And I wonder if you still got them groove steps now.
I got them.
Okay, now.
But the Super Bowl shuffle, it's just a shuffle to me is everybody comes into everybody has a role in society. And what I realize is that everybody has a role just like they do on a team. You know, people have unlimited, not stardom roles, but when you think about it, nobody really can tell you who snaps the ball. And nobody, you know, we go into the classroom all the time, we speak to kids, and everybody knows who the quarterback is. Everybody knows who the wide receiver, the running backs. But very few people can tell you who snaps the football, and whoever snaps the football is going to get the game started. And nobody can tell you who holds for the snaps when the kicker is kicking the ball for a field goal. And all those types of things are very, very important. So, you know, I just use a lot of my knowledge from sports because kids and people identify with sports. And so over the years, I've just been able to assist a number of students in achieving their dreams, just like I had a chance to achieve mine. And it cannot come without people being a part of your life and you developing a team of people around you who really, really care.
That's very important. Now, I know that there is a very strong story behind you starting All Sports Community Services. Share that with us.
Well, one of the things that I was doing when I was playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after leaving Chicago, I got involved in the school system. And actually, I had a chance to work at this one particular school called Lato High School. And working there, I had a chance to befriend some of the students and saw that they had no knowledge of how to navigate that dream because they were not living around people that could help them achieve that because they were struggling day to day. And the one particular gentleman that I ended up befriending, he lived in Tampa housing, and his name was Albert Perry. And Albert was a star running back of the team, and his head coach wanted me to spend time with him and just share with me the type of talent that this young man possessed. And in spending time with Albert, I had a chance to see all the obstacles and challenges of living in public housing that I never realized in growing up. But I saw this hunger that this young man and this one that was in this young man's heart. And making a long story short, we were able to assist Albert with a partial scholarship to go to Texas Southern. And I just assumed that somebody would help him get there. And I saw him a few weeks later after school had started, and he talked to me and said, well, he didn't have the funds to get there. And so we started the process all over, and our goal was to get him there the next semester. And he, you know, he talked candidly and said, hey, man, there's nothing here in this neighborhood but either going to jail or going to prison, going to jail or dying. Well, lo and behold, a few days later, I'm sitting back watching the news, and Abapair was shot and killed in the same neighborhood that he was so desperately trying to leave. And I never forget going to his funeral service and sitting next to the head coach, and he's bawling his eyes out, and I'm like, man, I was a few years earlier, I was in the Super Bowl. I mean, these types of stories and these types of things were so far removed from my consciousness. And then I was just so moved to really, really want to do something. And there was a feeling within me that said, hey, I got to try to make a difference. I ended up meeting a man here by the name of Jerry Sr., and he owned a Dodge dealership here locally in Tampa. And he had heard about the story, and he heard about my mission, the one to help young people. And he heard that I didn't want them to receive handouts. I wanted them to earn the opportunity. And so he and I was on the same wavelength with that. And so he said, well, I tell you what, Tyrone, what I would do is I'm going to offer two jobs this summer for two young men, but you must come down here weekly and check on them. And so we had a deal. We had a handshake. And he didn't have the funding, but he created the funding for these two positions. And so I would go down there weekly, and me and Jerry Sr., we had a chance to share and talk, and he loved what I was doing, and I loved what he was doing. So at the end of the program, these two kids were getting ready to go off to school, and stopped by to thank Mr. And he was not there on three different occasions. And so something told me right then and there just to sit down and write a thank you letter. And I sat down in the showroom of that dealership, and I wrote Mr. Thanking him for what he had done. And I told him that I really didn't know people like him existed in the world that would want to come in and help. And so I shared that story and put it on paper, gave it to the secretary. And a few days later, I get a call from his son. And his son said, well, you didn't know, a lot of people didn't know, but my dad was ill, and he just passed away last night. But he thought so much of what you were doing that in lieu of flowers, we want to ask all the Dodge dealerships and all our family and friends to send their contributions to you. I didn't even have an organization. I was doing this from my heart.
Unbelievable. Mr. Just an angel in his own right. Okay, folks, we're going to come back. We're going to hear more about how he has actually been memorializing Mr. As well as Elbert Perry. We're going to take a break about 3 minutes. We'll be right back with this great and passionate story. This is Ida Moyer, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot. Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Are you a wildfire survivor? Do you need help but don't know where to turn? SoCalHelp.org is a place you can go to get immediate help with food, shelter, important medications, and start getting your life back on track. Get help now with insurance, legal issues, and find professional help like doctors and counselors. You can also connect with other survivors and people who can help. For the answers and support you need to rebuild, visit SoCalHelp.org.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice
America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Mavericks Show. It's Ida Moyer, and we are talking about passion, beyond passion and volunteerism, as well as an effort to basically bring, number one, an opportunity to kids on the street, kids who want to achieve that higher goal in life. We've got with us Tyrone Keyes. He's a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He spent several years in the NFL, and upon leaving the NFL, he started an organization called All Sports Community Service with the help of Jerry Ahm Sr., Chrysler and Dodge in Tampa. And, of course, we send our salute out to the Jerry Ahm's family and also to Elbert Perry's family that was the inspiration for this wonderful organization. And I want to welcome Tyrone back to our show. Welcome back to the show, Tyrone.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, Tyrone. You know, one of the things I'm getting, my emails are like blasting right now, and people want to know a little bit about, okay, you received help from Jerry Ahm Sr., and then, of course, you received money in terms of a legacy that he left, something he wanted his family to continue in his absence. And that tells you he's speaking from the grave. And, say, and giving you his approval of what you're doing, and this is phenomenal. Tell me again about how you're still working with these actual kids, and what are the programs you have, and what is your mission?
Well, our mission is, and what has happened has been truly, truly amazing, because our mission, as I was sharing early on, was to get these kids off into having a game plan. Like, once again, I utilize my sports career and my life story, meaning that you can't never go into a game without a game plan. You just can't do it. And what I was realizing, the kids never had a game plan beyond high school in a lot of categories. So one of the things that we do is work with the kids on their physical, they're getting there by playing sports. But then you got the mental and the spiritual. And so for years I would pick up kids and, you know, one of my goals were to get them involved spiritually, and then spiritually not only taking them to different churches, and a lot of kids had never even gone to church before. But now just getting them, we went from All Sports Services to calling it All Sports Community Service. Because I wanted them to know that we're talking about giving back, because your heart is going to carry you a lot further than your legs are going to carry you, and speaking in sports metaphors there. And so every week for the last 14 years, we've been going out to the orphanages, Joshua House, the children's home, and we've been providing birthday parties for the kids there who have a birthday that month. And then what we do is we stay out there and we play touch football. The girls play hopscotch. We play basketball. But we don't leave out there to everybody on the football part, to everybody catches a pass and everybody has a high-five moment. And what I realized when I was playing sports, the number one thing that you miss from an athletic standpoint is you miss those high-five moments. High-five moments is when you're on a team, and you watch it when you watch football, or if you watch it on TV or you go to the games, watch how often guys touch each other, high-fiving, hitting each other on the shoulder pads or on the butt.
I mean, you don't, almost like an acceptance of each other, yes.
You don't get that in regular society, it's regular life. I mean, people dragging into work, and they just can't wait to leave work. But what we do is we provide meaningful community opportunities for our young people to give, where there's not a lot of red tape, but you're going to give to somebody and you're going to make somebody else's high-five experience. And then when you do that, you have a high-five moment. And so that's the foundation of all sports community service right there.
So let me
now, over the years, the two young men who worked at Jerry Young, T.J. Lewis, is now vice president of Bank of America. He now has a scholarship fund with us. The other young man, Eric Hayes, is the head basketball coach at Pasco High School. And these young men have been with me ever since 1993. They just two of the stories. But since that time, all of these kids, in this past year, we had six former students from Gaither High School where T.J. Lewis attended. They were there for senior day, and each one of those students came back and gave scholarships. And we got it on video. It's a great thing to see. I mean, I was very moved by it. Same thing happened at Lato High School, where we had a number of students. That's a school that Abbott Perry attended. And this was the second year that we've been there, and the students have come back to give back to the next generation by not only mentoring, but providing scholarships in the amount of $500 to $1,000 a year.
Unbelievable. So all sports basically offering the first generation college-bound students and student-athletes an opportunity to attend colleges or successfully pursue other career options with assistance, I believe, of these great mentors that it's almost like the student became the teacher, and now they're coming back and mentoring other kids. Is that what's taking place?
Well, and that's exactly what happened to me. During my tenure in high school, had the pleasure of meeting Coach Odell Jenkins. And like I was sharing with you, it was Jackson, Mississippi. Integration was just getting started, and he was the first African-American coach to be on the staff over there, and he was my defensive line coach. And he used to he took a special interest in me and a lot of my friends, and he would load us up on Saturday mornings, and we'd travel down to Alcorn, Southern and Baton Rouge, and attend Jackson State games, and all these types of stories that he had of guys that he had coached. And so that dream, he was just planting that seed in us that high school was just a stepping stone. And we used to go to his house and sit around on Friday nights and after the games, and he just shared so many stories with us. And so he was planting seeds in us. And so all I wanted to do was just do what was done for me, and I'm just a fruit from his tree. And now these other students I see now, they tell me the same thing, and they told me that they always tell the story that I got their ear, and then I got their heart. And
then you got their heart. Yeah. Wow, outstanding!
So now they're doing the same thing.
So leading by example in that respect.
They are leading by example.
Well, you know, I understand that the All Sports Mentor Program works on the premise that many at-risk students have this desire, I guess, for higher education at the high school, but they lack direction and support that only a positive mentor can offer them. So tell me how you select the mentors and how do you guide these students into their transition into college and into the mentor coordination, in other words, to track the development through graduation.
Okay. Well, another interesting story. I was not only working at the high schools, but I also was doing work in the juvenile detention centers as well. And I had a former teammate of mine who was working there, and he would offer us the opportunity to mainstream some students, but they were selected students. So I had a chance to, and by doing that, well, we have these after-school programs. And there's a young man, Todd Williams. Todd was part of our program at the age of 14. And when it was time for Todd to leave a juvenile detention center, his grandmom had died, and his dad was going to come get him, and his dad ended up getting killed on the way, getting shot and killed on the way to pick him up. I mean, that's just how phenomenal some of these type stories are, like unbelievable.
In other words, it's almost commonplace in certain neighborhoods.
And I used to talk to him about playing sports. He had no interest in playing sports. But lo and behold, Todd would come by our computer room, and He would, you can see his work ethic. And make a long story short, Todd has since graduated from Florida State with 2 degrees. And he came back and gave me his cap and gown. And it hangs up on our wall at All Sports. And he said his cap and gown is to let any student know that if they really want to, they can do it. ESPN did a Thanksgiving special on the Todd Williams story. Now Todd Williams has his own foundation, and I have all his pictures from back in the day and that we load on his website. And so all of these students over the years, what they do is I meet students, and I go in. They want to be part of the program. They have to write down, they have to do 3 essays.
Is this part of your 2-tier to success?
Dreams, goals, and aspirations. A kind act that they have done for somebody else, and a major challenge they have overcame, and how that challenge is going to help them pursue their dream, educational dream. And so we look at that, and if some kids don't want to do it, then they cannot be part of the program. And then, of course, the foundation of the program, they must be involved in our community service programs.
Now, I know that from the rumors out there in the community that faculty and college universities throughout the country come to your foundation office in Tampa and they search for talented students to add to their athletic team and athletic roster. Talk a little bit about that, because obviously the word is out that you're producing not only just athletes or students, you're producing total persons. And that's, again, is obviously when you're looking at the athletics and also your scholarships coming together here, you need to have those two elements in there in order for a school to actually take a chance on you. So talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. Well, one of the main differences, our model program is not modeled by the superstar athlete. It's modeled after the two young men, T.J. Lewis, and those guys who kind of got overlooked in their particular sport. But we sell them on character. So those are the students that have set the standard. Nate Peoples, for instance, Nate was a guy who ended up walking on at Mississippi State, and one of my former teammates, Mike McEnany, hired Nate to work at his roofing company. Now, Mike and I go way back. We were one of the first integrated roommates at Mississippi State back in the day, and he came from Florida to play at Mississippi State. And I used to say, Mike, why would you leave Florida to come to Mississippi? And he and I were just friends back then. You know, we're just roommates. We're just trying to get, just playing on a team. And here it is, 25 years later, we helping one of the students return to Mississippi State. And not only as an athlete, because Nate didn't really get a chance to start there. But,
unbelievable. Well, folks, we're going to go into one more break here. We'll be back again. We'll continue to talk about this phenomenal program and organization, All Sports Community Service, with our special guest, Tyrone Keys. I hope you call in and give us a call. We want to hear from you. This is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
Is a beauty.
There's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
On the web at SkillsUSA.org.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com. You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyer, and I have with me in my studio Tyrone Keys from All Sports Community Services. And we are talking about special programs where we have former athletes as well as former professional athletes mentoring to kids out there in the community, giving them a sense of higher education is an achievable goal. And we've just been listening this last half an hour of the great story of all the influence Tyrone has had to spread that wealth around and to allow other people to come back and be mentors. And it's just a great story. So, Tyrone, I want to welcome you back to the show. And at the break here, we were talking about some commonalities here that we mentioned Keith Bronner. And, of course, you said you guys were roommates at one point in time.
Yeah, well, Keith and I, we actually played in Tampa together. And then the very next year, we both went to San Diego. And we were roommates out there, and we both started side by side. And I got a fun memory of that season because I blocked the pass, and Keith picked it off and out of the air and took off and ran like 70 yards for a touchdown to help us in a big win over Seattle Seahawks that year.
Unbelievable. And I guess you got a chance to meet Mama Bronner, too, then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We went to Atlanta a couple times, and, yeah, they had a guard right outside our door because they just knew Keith was going to try to get over to his mom's house and get some good cooking there.
There you go. There you go. And, of course, folks, if you remember the Bronner family, they're probably the first family of football, NFL particularly, because at one time they had four brothers playing at the same time. And Mrs. Bronner had to jump from one game to another to see brothers going up against each other. And she loved it. Rest her soul. So wonderful. And again, a great role model herself, basically instilling in her kids that nothing was just insurmountable for them, just to keep on pushing. And there is a second generation, which is Max Starks. He plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that is my nephew. So the tradition does continue on in that respect. Now, one of the things we're talking about, I've just got a email here, and this is from Letitia, and she's writing us from California. And she wanted to know what type of community services can she get her son involved in, because she's trying to let him follow the same type of steps that the kids that you're working with. So maybe you can help her out a little bit with that.
Oh, yes. And when you share, when you were sharing earlier, and we were sharing earlier with the audience, a number of our students, over 80% of them, received some type of community service scholarship. And so what we do is, I was sharing the story of Nate Peoples. Nate was a guy who wanted, his dream was to play college SEC football, and he achieved that dream, but he never, ever would have achieved that dream had he not been involved in community service, and we were able to market him from a character standpoint to where he was able to receive some additional scholarships from the university. And that's what the universities and colleges are looking for when they come to All Sports and when they call me. They want to know, like from Mississippi State, do you have another kid like Nate Peoples? We have this discretionary money set aside, and we're kind of trying to find the right student to give it to. And that's why it's so very, very important for these young people to get around people. They never know who's watching them that can help them. Your local YMCA, your Boys and Girls Club, are two organizations where you can go in and help younger people. And peer mentoring is so powerful that anybody that's in high school can help somebody else get ready for high school. They can talk to them about the different types of peer pressure that they're going to be faced with. Just all kinds of different things. But there's websites that you can go to on volunteerism. Your Promise for America is another website that you can take a look at, and that's something that Colin Powell was real big into, and I think he helped create it. But you can start with your local Boys and Girls Club and your YMCAs and your United Way organizations in your area.
Okay. Well, you've got it right here, Mom. Take that in there and just let those fingers do the dialing for you. Just ask questions and just look under community services out there and look and see if you can find an organization that may very well be linked to sports but also is trying to develop that total athlete. Now, my next email is asking us that how are you basically explaining the election to people right now? Because we now have Obama running for president, and, of course, he is running against the odds, and he came from nowhere as far as doing community services, which people felt that was not as important, but we're finding that it's probably the most important thing in a leader. How are you sharing that with your students?
Well, yeah, they made fun of being a community organizer, but like you say, you go back as far back as Jesus. That's what he was. So, I mean,
that's a good analogy there.
So, I mean, but basically, as a community organizer, when you're trying to get things done, you have to be able to work with all different types of people. And that's like going back to sports. One thing that sports teaches you is that you got a guy that's next to you that might be of a different religion. You got another guy on the other side of you that's coming from the other side of the tracks. But you know what? Everybody has a common goal to get to that goal line. And that's what makes sports, because you're on a team, you got 53 guys in the professional ranks. In college, you got 80 to 100. But everybody has to have a common goal if they are to be a great team. And that's why we're talking about developing the championship person and to awaken that champion consciousness that's within everybody. And a lot of people do not recognize that because they think it's something that you get from running a 40 and a 4-5, but it comes by helping the next generation or helping mankind, helping your community, helping people be better, which is going to make yourself better. And that's what a championship effort is. When you can go at the end of your day and you can look in the mirror and you can lay your head down and say, you know what, I gave it my best shot.
Now, I've got another email coming, and this is coming from Patricia, and she's writing us from actually Jacksonville, and she wants to know, how have you integrated is this Christian Athletes Association into your program, or is it part of your program?
Yes, it's very, very important to work on the spirit man, the mental man, and the body. And so, as I was shared earlier, you got the physical activities, but you at the foundation of everybody is the spirit man, and within that soulful piece, the soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and all those types of things. So we work with them. And we have there's a great picture of me with the Bears right before Super Bowl, and they got us all on a knee saying the Lord's Prayer, and so that is shared with the students, because as I say, we are parlaying the game from the field to the game of life, and so every morning I let them know I do the same thing that I did when I was playing sports. Before we went out there and kicked off, we all said the Lord's Prayer. We came together as one, and that's what I do today. So only thing I can do is share my story and share the way that I was able to parlay the game from the playing field to the game of life.
Okay, now I'm getting one question here. I think we'll take one more question here for our break here. We're getting this from George, and George is writing us from Connecticut. He wants to know, how do you distinguish between what you do for high school students or do you, and working with college students? Because, for instance, he has a son that is in college but would like him to be a part of a program like this.
Well, the great thing about being on a college campus is that you are around a wealth of knowledge. You're around people that's going to be millionaires and billionaires and people that's going to be able to help you down the road. I mean, all you have to do is start networking, but you should join an organization while you're there. Some people choose to join fraternities, but you should join something community-based where there's some form, some fashion of giving back. And what happens a lot of times, by you joining those organizations, like I was sharing the story with me and McEnany, who's my roommate back then and who's been a supporter of all sports for the last 10 years financially and helping other students in the area. But here's a guy that he walked on at Mississippi State. He and I just took up a friendship. We stayed in touch, and then next thing I know, he's doing quite well for himself with his company. And so if you had told me that 30 years ago, I wouldn't have known. So you just don't never know who you meet, but you have to be in a situation to where you're meeting people and you're part of a group and part of a team effort. So there's a number of clubs, there's a number of community organizations out there on the campus, and you have to become part of those types of organizations.
So, again, I think what you're saying here, just for, you know, for George out there, make sure that you have a campus life, not just a sports life. And it encompasses being involved with the community as well as academics and also with your sports. And together you can do those, and that's part of developing that individual as not only a person but a great leader for tomorrow.
And if anybody have any questions, feel free to contact me. I don't know if there's going to be a time, but you can.
Yeah, you'll get a chance. Matter of fact, go ahead and just give them your website for a beginner, and I'll give it to you here. It's www.allsportscommunity.org. And you can reach Mr. Keyes. Office is 813-348-3729. And if you want to fax them some information, 813-348-3999. And we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back. And we want to hear about how All Sports Community Services is working with parents. This is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field.
Got it! With 2.8 seconds left.
Still
left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we
cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Radio by George is a lifestyle program dedicated to improving the lives of listeners by focusing on the holistic growth of their mind, body, and spirit. Host Eddie George shares his life experiences as well as the experiences of his guest commentators and experts with the listening audience to focus them toward reaching their personal and professional goals. Tune in every Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. EST to Radio by George on the Voice America channel and learn more from the life experiences of a man who went from being a somewhat unruly kid in the streets of Philadelphia to a retired professional athlete who has become a role model for not only young people, but for businessmen and women globally. Plan to spend your Monday afternoons with Eddie George and his empowering talk radio show, Radio by George. That's every Monday at 1 p.m. PST, right here on the Voice America channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. We've had the honor of having Tyrone Keyes, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, in our studio tonight talking about his nonprofit organization called All Sports Community Services. And again, as we get into our last half of our program here, just want to remind you that you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show, where we bring you unscripted talk by experts like Tyrone Keyes. And again, we try to redefine excellence in academic, athletics, conduct, and community services. And again, it's been a joy talking with Tyrone tonight because he shared with us how he's been integrating mentorship as well as community services into scholarship. And I want to welcome Tyrone back to our show. Welcome back to the show, Tyrone.
I'm ready. I'm here.
Well, Tyrone, you know, we've been having a really great time talking about these great programs. And one of my emails is asking me the question, and this is coming from Helen. And Helen is actually writing us from South Dakota. She wants to know, how do you work with the parents, since a lot of the kids you work with are at-risk kids, and to get them to the next level, when they leave you, they have to go home. So how do you work with the parents to ensure that this program continues to that level?
Oh, yes. Well, over the years, I was able to get it. When I said all sports, I was able, in all sports community service, we were able to get all people involved. And so early on, I was able to get some of the players involved, and I was able to get the Buccaneers organization locally here involved. And what we did about 3 weeks ago, we had a kickoff dinner with the parents and the students over at One Buccaneer Place. And it was hosted by Will Allen and LeBron Salfo. LeBron is a former student of mine who went to Africa with Derrick Brooks and ended up meeting LeBron there, and he works with All Sports as our outreach coordinator, and he goes back into his high school, and he runs a program. And we work with Derrick Brooks' program as an after-school program. And Will Allen, who plays for the Buccaneers, is another young man who hosted this this program for us to be able to bring the parents in, because we – felt like we wanted to have everybody on the same page, and we just had a chance for the parents and the students to go into the auditorium, the same auditorium that John Gruden gives his game plan for the week, and we were able to give the parents and the students the game plan for the year. And then after that, we had dinner, and then they had a tour of the wonderful facility there, and these parents were so excited about being involved now. And now we're able to, after that, we were able to bring the parents and the students to attend the game. And so we bring that camaraderie back with the parents and the students.
Now, obviously, for the kids to go to college, the parents has got to be involved with the actual filling out the forms and making sure that's done. Is there a special workshop that you do to get them involved?
Yeah, and that night we laid out our State of the Union address. And the parents, we let them know we expect the same type of effort that we expect from the students. Because you are so correct. Everything that a student has to do to go to college, they're not of age. They have to have the parents be able to fill out their FAFSA forms and all those types of things. And our at All Sports Community Service, we have a computer lab with about 10 computers there, and the parents are able to come over. And we've been able in the past to have financial aid directors from the local colleges here to come over and share with them and do seminars with them on how to fill out the financial aid forms. But what we've been able to find out in a lot of cases, a lot of the parents are not able to, hadn't gone to school, and they get real frustrated in filling out a lot of paperwork. And so we are very, very compassionate, and we work with them, and we've been able to provide diplomacy, and they have to get a comfort level with us, and that's why we do a lot of things away from the office, like attend the Buccaneer games together. And when you spend time with people for 3 or 4 hours and then you do community service projects, starting with a kid from the 9th grade to the 10th grade, and you go by their homes and you pick them up and you get a chance to be part of their family. And so they're going to share some stories with you that, a parent might say, hey, I only went to 3rd grade. I'm having difficulty reading this. I had a parent, Vietnamese kids that I was working with, and their mom used to cook for me all the time. But I would go over to the house, and I would work with the kids on their homework and those types of things because the parents could not work with them. But that's talking about going the extra mile, and that's what I'm talking about, becoming a champion. You got to want to go the extra mile. And because I was able to do that with these students have now come back, and they're doing it for somebody else. So all the time, my main thing is do what was done for you.
Absolutely, and lead by example.
Lead by example,
because if you walk a straight and narrow road, people will follow you in that same direction because you set a great pattern. You show them that you can achieve, you can fulfill your potential, and a lot of it is grounded in what you do in that community. And I always tell the kids out there, the first line of defense, and anytime you want to get into sports or into anything, create at least some type of an image of goodwill. And if people know that you sincerely want to do something and you really have your heart into it, people help will come from all over for you. But you've got to be able to speak up and say what it is and at least be able to verbalize what your goals are. And sometimes that's very difficult when you've got kids at risk. And I just want to say that your program is doing that in such a really fantastic way. And, again, just want to thank you for bringing this information to our show tonight because, again, the only way people are going to know how to level the playing field out there is to meet and hear from an expert like yourself and what a fine organization All Sports Community Service is. Now, as we conclude our program here, I want to thank you, Tyrone, for coming out and sharing this with you. And I want to let you know that one of the things that we do every single week, we name our Sports Maverick All-Stars. And this week, we have 3. We want to start first with Elbert Perry, who really gave impetus to the dream that you have. We want to honor him posthumously with an award as a Sports Maverick All-Star.
Man, that's fantastic. I mean, that's how you can – I used to always wonder when I was young if a person can live on beyond the natural, and you have provided that opportunity for him.
In addition to that, we want to honor Jerry Alms Sr. for not only having the vision – to see what you were trying to do, but also to provide a means for you to go to the next level. And of course, Tyrone, You, my friend, is a Sports Maverick All-Star of the Week. We thank you, and you'll be looking for a plaque coming to you for in about a week or so. We just want to thank you again, and I look forward to you coming back to our show and sharing more in depth of how your program continues to basically build leaders. Again, this is Ida Moye, your host. We're saying good night and thank you. We'll be back next Tuesday with another fine story like here. Tune in and remember, hug your athletes whether you win or lose. Again, good model parents. Kiss them too. Talk to you later. This is Ida Moye, your host, signing off. Drive carefully. Good night. Good night.
Thank you for joining Ida Moye and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.